The People's Epic!
Cedric Grolet.
I just sent you a video of his.
I think he sent me one before of him making a pear dessert.
Yes. So he like chopped a bunch of pears and he like mixed them with like cinnamon or something, but then he shapes it back with using like a chocolate coating or cream or whatever to look like a pear.
Yeah. It looks delicious and he freaking nailed it.
Yeah. It's magic.
Yeah. I always, I mean, you know this, obviously, that Great British Baking Show, people that do those kind of desserts, there is such a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like precision?
A precision with patisserie.
Patisserie. Yes.
Yeah. Because you have to make dozens upon dozens of these same desserts.
Well, yes, there's also that, right, when you have to make them in bulk. But yeah, it's a lot of work to make a patisserie, you know.
And to have it taste good.
Yeah.
Like consistently taste good through all 400 patisseries that you're making. Mm-hmm. It's a real craft.
It is a real craft.
I admire those and I eat them.
I eat them as much as I can.
Well, we got to go back to St. Germain's.
We do.
That's what it's called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is what it's called. I would love a fancy little dessert from there.
Yeah, hey, adventurers, if you're listening and you're in Atlanta, Georgia, go to St. Germain's in Midtown.
Yeah.
There's a patisserie. It's next to Putt Shack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, on the west side. I think there's also one in Ponce City Market. No affiliation, but, you know, we just really love the place.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, I think it does.
Yeah. I mean, it does, but they're not going to give us, we're not getting money from St. Germain's anytime soon.
But we'll go give them our money.
We'll go give them our money for sure.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. This is going to be a fairly quick episode today.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we'll just go ahead and dive into this. We are going to stop the podcast.
We are.
There is nothing going on between me or Hannah. There's no illness there.
Drama.
There's no drama there to speak of.
Honestly, I think it's because a bunch of good things are happening.
Well, yes and no. There's a lot of great things happening. We'll dive into all of that in just a second.
Okay.
I do want to back up a little bit, and just like the rest of our episode, I want to talk about Boudica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boudica, what a badass babe.
Such a badass babe.
The Xena warrior princess before Xena warrior princess.
The woman of my heart.
She was really cool, and learning about her, as with all of our adventurers, was a real treat, and getting to talk about her was hopefully, it was a real joy discussing her life.
It really was.
But we left with a trivia question.
We did.
That trivia question was, what article of clothing was first worn by the Celts in Europe, or was first to be recognized by the Celts in Europe?
I don't know.
The answer is pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The ancient Celts were famous for their colorful wool textiles, forerunners of the famous Scottish tartan. And while only a few tantalizing scraps of these textiles survived the centuries, historians believe that the Celts were one of the first Europeans to wear pants.
Wow.
They didn't have buttons, though, if you were curious. Okay. So they fastened their clothing with clasps.
Clasps.
That's a hard fucking word to say.
Clasps.
Say it.
Clasps.
Think about it too much. Interestingly enough, though, the oldest pair of pants were found in Western China, dating back between 13th and 10th century BC.
Oh, wow.
So pants have been around for a long time, guys.
Yeah, people have been wearing them pants.
Well, I think the Ice Age really flipped some shit around for us. We're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
My privates are freezing off.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We got to put something over these.
Need some pants.
We got to protect them.
Protecting my undercarriage.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Nice.
But yeah, so Celts were famous for pants. Who would have thunk it?
Look at that.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Exactly. Well, that was the whole idea of this podcast, right?
It was. It really was. And it has been.
Guys, just so you know, this is not a prank. I know this is towards the end of March when this episode is coming out. So we're very near April Fool's. And I promise with all the passion in my heart that this is not a prank.
So tell us a little bit why we are going to, stop the podcast.
Yeah, so to go back to what we were saying before we started talking about Boudica, there's a lot of things happening in our life right now, and we're trying to focus on some very important things to us, to mm-hmm. me and Hannah, mm-hmm. and some things for a family that we're hopefully trying to build. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I have discovered about this show, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay. You can get emotional, baby.
I kind of had a feeling that this would happen. This was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's also allergy season, so bear with me. There's just a lot of moving parts right now, and focuses are shifting, especially on my end. There's a lot of things that I need to do, and there's also things that I really want to explore more.
And that you're growing.
And that I'm growing.
Yeah.
It really hurts to say, because like the people that we have talked about, they have inspired me so much to pursue my true north. And in doing so, I have sort of, I wouldn't say lost my way a little bit, but my priorities have shifted quite a bit. There are some really incredible things that I am trying to pursue right now, or that we are both pursuing. And personally, my true north is storytelling. Having learned this about myself, having talked about all of these amazing people, I want to be a storyteller. I want to make films. I want to do theater. I've always, and hopefully will always be, that person. I'm trying, this podcast was a way to introduce myself to that. And
to do it in a different format.
Yeah.
That we both have loved so much. We have gotten so much goodness from this show.
And it's been, and to you guys that are listening, it's been amazing that people on the other side of the world listen to what we have to say.
And share in the witnessing of these people's lives.
Yeah. It's been very powerful and really inspiring in that aspect to see that. When we get the breakdowns from our host website for the podcast, when I scroll through the locations of where people are listening to our show, it's amazing.
It's really incredible. We all want to feel connected. And we definitely all want to feel like somebody's listening or somebody's watching. You know, I think everybody that we've talked about on this show, and for us, everybody wants to have a witness to the things that they pursue and to the true norths they're trying to follow.
To be remembered and recognized and...
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just, it's unfortunate, but this podcast is just one of the things that has to go in my life right now and in our life together, because we are focusing on bigger things. We are focusing on the storytelling and our true north.
Yeah, different things.
Yeah, different things.
This has been a big...
We're getting married.
Yeah.
And, you know, if this podcast were paying, it might be a different story, but it's not. And let me be very clear. That's not what we got into this podcast for. This was merely, in a lot of ways, an experiment to see what else we can do and to see what else I was capable of in between a time where I was trying to figure out what the hell I was doing with my life. I still currently am.
And to be inspired by other people.
We started our show with Steve Irwin, and it's still, every time I see a video of his son talking about the Australia Zoo and the legacy that his father left behind, like, it still hits me every single time. And learning about people that I've never heard of in my life, you know? The birthday episode with Richard Francis Burton.
Richard Francis Burton, man. Richard Francis Burton. Mm-hmm.
What a fucking crazy person, mm-hmm. but also wildly fascinating and mm-hmm. did so much in mm-hmm. the time that he was given.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Margaret Knight has come up in conversation a lot.
Yeah, recently anyway.
Yeah, being able to like talk about her and her life. Hedy Lamarr, of course.
Yeah.
It's really incredible to think about how many lives, full lived lives, we have gotten to just like observe and witness and learn about. I loved the Bass Reeves episode that we just did too.
Bass Reeves is so cool, man.
So good.
Yeah. Still go check out that show.
Yeah. Kitty O'Neill. Yeah, I think is another person that I'm like, why have I not heard of her?
Yeah. It's fascinating because I think one of the indicators too that we were sort of, that this show needed to transition, or that we needed to transition from the show, is every time we talked about this person, and this is a realization for me, it was that every time we talked about a person on this show, we talked about how cool the movie would be.
Yeah.
And
of their life.
Of their life.
Yeah.
And I want to go make that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the realization I had. It's like, I would much rather go make the movie and tell the story that way than do the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved every second of this podcast.
Yeah, and this is a vital step to have taken to also find that conviction.
Totally.
You know?
And you had said it before, but like this podcast has kind of been a documentary of our lives in a lot of ways, because we have shared so much about what we've been through and what we're doing and over the past 2.5 years of this show. And
I will be forever so grateful to have this.
Yeah. No, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And it was a great learning experience. And it just pointed out the things that I wanted to focus on. I've been writing a lot, guys. And
it's so good.
Thank you. I've been writing a lot and I want to make films. I know it's kind of a weird industry at the moment. There's a lot of moving parts and it's going very slow if you're in it or you care to know. But I have always felt this conviction to tell stories since I was a kid. And my true north right now is moving in that direction and also providing for a family that I want to have. And I think that's why I'm getting so emotional about this, is because obviously it's a change. It's forward motion, you know, like nothing feels detracted by ending this, which is a blessing in a lot of ways.
Yeah, for me, you know, the word ending is, it is true. Yes, we are going to stop recording, but to me, it feels more like a transformation.
Yeah, for sure. A transformation. Yeah, definitely.
For you, like from this step that we took to do the podcast to tell these stories and now realizing, oh no, I'm going to be a writer and a filmmaker, which you've already started to do in the past, but like really go full force for it.
Yeah.
Feels like you're transforming the energy that you've put into the podcast into that.
Yeah. The podcast, I you know, I always kind of felt like this day was going to come, you know, I think I just, it just solidified more for me recently because guys, we got into our first film festival. If you had heard us talking about the short film that we made, Walkie Talkie, that I wrote for me and Hannah to be in, because we never really get to work together, and we got into our first film festival, and that just made me feel so good, and it validated this thing that I want to pursue, this true north that I want to experience, and I hope it keeps going, you know? I would love to keep you guys updated. And if you do want to stay updated on those things, you can follow our production company, Space Daisy Films, on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post about festivals that we're in. We'll post about different projects that we're working on. So please, check
it out. Yeah, if you would like to follow along with what we do and how we're creating things in that regard, like please give us a follow. Shameless plug. I think I'm just very grateful for this time with the show and learning so much and putting in the hours editing this thing and researching and just like learning so much. I feel like we have learned so much.
So much about people that I'm so glad I know about now.
Yeah.
And we will continue to seek out those people. I have a suspicion that what this podcast has planted in us will grow into something else akin to this, like documentary or, you know, telling stories of people's lives, adapting people's lives to a movie. I mean, remember, like we talked about Althea Gibson. We were like, oh my gosh, like let's make this movie. Yeah. So I do think this is going to grow into something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing this has been such a gift. We started doing this like a few months into us dating, even.
I guess so.
You know, and so it has been a really great way to kind of document our evolution and growth. And
You guys have met Cora, you've met Charlie, two of our, you know, family members in our little rat pack over here.
And I think that with what we've witnessed of these people's lives is it often was very windy.
Yeah.
They went in one direction and they went in another. But no matter what, they were still trying to figure out, like, what is my path? And that's just what you're doing. That's totally what I'm doing. And yeah, so
it's what we're all doing. And that's that was the point of this show. It's like, I wanted people to understand that we're all doing this together and people have done it and you can too.
Yeah, we can learn from each other.
Yeah. I think the point of this show, at least for me, in a lot of ways, was to show how one connected we all are and how we go through all of these struggles together. Despite the wars, despite the politics, at the very foundation of who we are people trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Yeah. And I think I just wanted to emphasize that. I wanted people to know that they can too. Your path is your own, and you can really make something of it. I think I just want people to feel like people again.
Yeah. Be kind. Treat your fellow man with respect and woman with respect.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Just to be a good fucking person. I don't know if I have much more to say on that, but I think I'm just grateful. I really am grateful to all of you who have been listening, and it just means so much. It really does mean so much that you took the time out of your day to sit with us and learn about somebody. For that, I am forever grateful. We both are.
As would each one of the people that we've talked about.
I would hope so. Be, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to add? I mean, I feel like I've been crying enough, so.
I would really love to know what you are the most excited about in the next year.
Like I said before, we're getting married next year. I'm very excited about that. I'm equal parts scared and equal parts so elated and excited and equal parts ready for that next chapter.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what other projects I get to work on and build.
What other festivals we get into.
What other festivals we get into.
I'm excited to read whatever you write next. I mean, you're writing several things right now, so I'm excited to read all of them.
When I finish them.
When you let me see them.
Yeah. I'm excited for whatever comes next.
It's going to be great.
I think so. I hope so. I'm really hoping so.
I know so. Because I know, and I've seen, and one of my favorite things about this podcast is, like, I have seen how hard you work for something that you care so much about, and how, like, focused and determined and committed you are to it. And watching you grow this thing and, like, you know, show up every time for each episode that we do and, like, follow, like, the production schedule that you have in when you plan it out at the beginning of the year, it takes a lot of work. And I think that you're going to apply that same work ethic and rigor to all of the projects that you have in front of you.
I appreciate that. What about you? I mean, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm also very excited to marry you.
Yeah.
Yes. I am excited for many things. I feel like I am at a really great place in life, and I feel very peaceful with, like, the person that I used to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy with the person that I am, and I'm very excited for whoever I be next. And I say that because listening to you tell me about all these people and me researching all these people that I've researched, every story, every person is a story. And all of those collective stories inspire me to be the person that I'm going to become. And so every single person that we have talked about the last two and change seasons is now a part of me. And, like,
yeah,
there are lessons from them that I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life. And I love that and I'm grateful for that. I think about my friends and my family in the same way, their stories of their lives and how they also inspire and contribute to my life and how I contribute to theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of told you the other day, like, I feel very, like, aware of the moment that I am in my life. Like, we are about to get married. Yeah. We're going to start a family soon. Like, my job has gotten to a place that I'm super, super grateful for. And I think it's going to continue to grow. And there's also new things in that, that I've kind of been like, huh, okay. I've hit milestones, but now I can dream bigger.
Yeah.
And having the time to dream big and plan the wedding and to be be in friends' weddings and all of that is going to be wonderful. I do want us to continue to document our lives together.
Yeah.
And I think that could look like very many different things.
Yeah. I think it will. So, I really do. Yeah. I do think it will. And we had discussed the other day, maybe making a podcast for Space Daisy, our production
about
company,
filmmaking.
About filmmaking, because yeah, that's what we really want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't say what we really want to talk about, but like the focus that we're shifting into, it feels like a natural move, a natural transition. You know, I love doing this. I love podcasting. It's such a fun way to tell a story and to deliver news and to share life stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I think we should also let people know that you are also going to continue to produce podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody out there listening to this has a podcast that they want to produce, please let me know. You can email spacedaisyfilms@gmail.com. And if you also want to collaborate on something, on a film or a script or whatever, email us at spacedaisyfilms@gmail.com.
And that's space like the
outer space.
Outer space, and then daisy like the flower, films@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm so proud of you, and I'm so excited for all the things that are coming for you and all the podcasts that you are like working on and about to work on with others, new collaborators.
I got some fun podcasts that we're creating with some friends and some other people in the corporate world, seeing where those go, seeing what happens, trying to figure out some other enterprises, but everything is moving forward. And I think stopping this podcast is getting ahead of it.
It's opening up the time for it.
Right. That's a better way to say that. It's opening up the time for it, for all the stuff that I would like to move forward. Anything else?
What's your true north?
It's funny. I'm realizing maybe even more so now that that is kind of a loaded question. Because what I think I've learned is that it can change.
Totally.
Right now, my true north is providing for a future and a family that I want. And storytelling.
Yeah.
Consistently, my true north is storytelling.
Yeah.
The addendums to that is starting a family and starting a future that is bigger than me. Fucking allergies.
Sure.
Here's to you.
Here's to you.
Here's to being a great co-pilot and pilot.
I'll fly around the world with you anytime.
Let's hope we can someday.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of adventures to go on. This is just the beginning, baby. We're only 3 years in.
I know. I know. I think that's what's also really exciting.
Yeah.
And why this feels right.
Yeah.
But here's to you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks again so much, guys, for just hanging out with us. If we know you personally and you listen to the show, I hope we see you soon.
Give us a hug.
Give us a hug. If you're on the other side of the world, thank you so much for your time.
Go find your true north. And don't be afraid to change your mind and wind your way there. Just keep seeking it.
Till next time, guys. Here's to your true north.
And to yours.
Bye.